too. The election war. You know, some people are saying the FSB is behind the bombings, my editor, one of the smartest people I knew, said to me when I walked in one afternoon in September 1999.
Do you believe it?
For 3 weeks, Moscow and other Russian cities had been terrorized by a series of explosions. The first occurred on August 31 in a crowded shopping mall in the center of Moscow. One person died, and more than 30 people were injured. But it was not immediately clear that this explosion was anything more frightening than a giant prank, or perhaps a shot fired in a business dispute. 5 days later, an explosion brought down a large part of an apartment block in the southern city of Buyanovsk, not far from Chechnya. 64 people were killed and 146 injured. But all of the building's residents were Russian military officers and their families, so although the dead included 23 children, the blast did not have the effect of making civilians, especially civilians living in Moscow, feel vulnerable and scared. 4 days later, however, at 2 seconds before midnight on September 8, a giant blast sounded in a bedroom neighborhood outside Moscow's city center. A densely populated concrete city block was ripped in half, two of its stairwells, 72 apartments in total, completely obliterated. Exactly 100 people died, nearly 700 more were injured. 5 days later, another explosion brought down another building on the outskirts of Moscow. The 8-story brick building folded in on itself like a house of cards.